turn the clock here, and it's Buzz News time. We should really get into the Buzz News Hour. Give me just a moment here, Buzz.
Sure.
Gosh, if we try to give Buzz his time here, I mean, this has to be a short break so we can get to all the news. So here are the tapes that we can start to peruse.
Okay.
We have a stack of tapes. We have the retarded cooking guy.
Oh. Hi, Joe.
That guy. Mm-hmm. We've got the boy's sex video instruction.
Hey, you know something?
Mm-hmm. No, what?
I had a dream last night.
We have one about relations, learning about sex with your parents called Date with the Family.
Date with the Family.
And we've got this one from 1959 called Perversion for Profit.
Oh.
Let's see what this one's like. Yeah.
Hello there.
Hi.
I'm George Putnam.
How are you, George?
I'd like to begin with a fact. A simple yet shocking fact. It is this.
What is that?
A flood tide of filth is engulfing our country in the form of newsstand obscenity.
Right.
It is threatening to pervert an entire generation of our American children.
It's porno, right?
We know that once a person is perverted, it is practically impossible for that person to adjust to normal attitudes in regard to sex.
Michael Elston, there's Buzz Burbank.
Hi.
Through this material, today's youth can be stimulated to sexual activity for which he has no legitimate outlet.
Oh, my.
He is even enticed to enter the world of homosexuals, lesbians, sadists, masochists, and other sex deviants.
Deviants.
Right.
The psychiatric terms for these unnatural sex acts are unknown to most decent adults in our country.
Wow.
But through this salacious material, these abnormalities are corrupting the minds and the hearts of our children.
You know, we have these tapes.
This is truly amazing.
Allegedly as a joke, but they speak with today's values, don't they, Mike?
They do indeed.
Don't they make you want to go to the highest mountaintop and say,
I feel saved.
Yes, George.
Putnam.
You know, he in the day, this guy's being serious.
Yes. And this is as propaganda-ish can get.
It's a little scary.
Listen to this crap.
Perversion for profit. Here is the most vicious, the most insidious feature of these publications.
Okay.
Handies Across America.
Andrew Blake.
They constantly portray abnormal sexual behavior as being normal. They glorify unnatural sex acts.
Like?
They tell youngsters that it's smart, it's thrilling, it provides kicks to be a homosexual, a sadist, and every other kind of deviant.
Wow. He's really tweaking it up.
He makes it sound bad.
And every other time.
The nudist magazines.
Oh, hold on a second.
Nudist magazines.
When it comes to nudist magazines.
That's how it starts.
And then we come to nudist magazines. If they were printed only for the nudist cult, they would never exist. Their circulation would not support the cost of printing. These total exposures are not of nudists in some instances, but rather a paid professional model.
She's evil.
Group exposure is a hallmark of these cultists.
Cultists.
However, it's been well stated that very few blind people join the nudist colony.
Colony.
Harvard graduate.
How great is that?
Very few blind. And he makes that evil, doesn't he? Very few blind people.
Then we come to a terribly sad indictment of our society.
What's that, George?
The so-called physique group of publications.
Oh, what's this?
These magazines with a homosexual viewpoint and poses are often not understood by many youngsters who take them as instruction of body development.
You know that what you're saying there, though, Timmy, is flatly homophobic, right? It's just flat. It's bigotry.
Well, I hate gay people, so.
But psychiatrists believe that prolonged exposure of even the normal male adult to this type of publication, though he may not be aware of its true nature.
What did he say? If you look at porno, it'll turn you queer? Is that what he's going to say?
If you look at the bodybuilding magazines.
Will nevertheless pervert.
Picture the guy like up on a big stage.
These tapes.
With a big podium in front of him.
You got to understand, these are so goddamn funny because
and this is 1959, right?
These were instructional movies that were shown in schools.
They are designed to pervert.
All I know is I can't wait to get home and throw away my Physique magazine.
Physique.
This picture is not one typical of the Physique magazines. It approaches another class of magazines dealing with transvestites.
Oh!
Wherein the wearing of female garments.
Yes, garments.
Is that which provides sex gratification for the participant. This picture, of course, merely confesses on the cover of the magazine the charges we have made.
The charges. Where are my panties?
Guilty.
In this ad, the titles of the magazines and their table of contents speak more eloquently than I of the tremendous problem here presented.
Okay.
Sexual sadism.
Sadism.
Strange flagellation cults.
Uh-huh.
Erotic. Confessions of a sadist.
Ooh.
What is fetishism?
Yeah.
The pleasure of pain.
Yes.
The worship of the whip.
Ooh, the whip.
Sexual problems of a masochist.
Yes.
How to buy a whipping.
Buy a whipping.
Transvestites. Are cross-dressers afraid of sex?
And you know, wow. He almost sounds like he's getting excited.
What these publications promote as fun has helped to increase the spread of venereal disease in this country. Yeah. Reported syphilis has increased more than 300% in the last 5 years.
I was ashamed to wear my own hat.
The question is this.
What?
Do you want your children stimulated and driven into an early, unstable marriage?
Hello?
Before they have had a chance to achieve the economic, educational, and emotional stability necessary for family life?
That's a good question.
Yes, George. Very good.
Opponents to the control of obscene literature state that the circulation of this material is the price we pay for freedom in this country.
Wow.
But the United States Supreme Court does not agree.
No.
Smut peddlers do not have the right.
Smut peddlers.
Smut peddlers.
To contaminate our society.
Oh, God, we gotta come back to this.
Well, they lost.
There is so much.
You know, some of the stuff he says you can hear in today's modern houses of government all over the United States.
Then we come to Nudist Magazine.
Yes.
That might be my favorite part.
Nudist magazines and magazines about physique.
And then we come to Nudist Magazine.
Nudist Magazine.
If they were printed only for the nudist cult, they would never exist.
They exist for pleasure.
Then we come to a terribly sad indictment of our society. The so-called Physique Group of publications.
Physique Group. Let me put them into the categories.
And then we come to nudist magazines. If they were printed only for the nudist cult, they would never exist.
Oh, God, this guy's too great.
In this ad, the titles of the magazines and their table of contents speak more eloquently than I.
Oh, excuse me. Hold on a second. Hello?
Oh.
Was it a physique?
It was.
Was it a good physique?
What happened to the physique guy on line number one, Joe?
An interesting aside to all this.
Hi, Joe! Keating,
Joe, I was just playing a tape. We couldn't hear you. What?
This was produced by Charles Keating, who later was indicted and jailed as part of the Keating Five for fraud.
That's Keating?
That's not Keating.
Produced by Keating?
It was produced by him.
Yeah, and that's George Putman, who's still in radio out in L.A. He's about 90 years old, and he does a producer-driven call-in show.
Wow.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you for the backup.
In fact, George Putman, one of the most powerful men ever in Los Angeles, brought down a mayor as the anchor man, television anchor man there. And he also, I understand, is the model for Ted Baxter on the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? Sex, that's a kick. Sure, a damn good one.
Wow.
A guy can't ever get enough of that.
Yeah.
Drinking, that's another kick.
Sure, hi.
Ooh. An okay kick.
Ooh.
Marijuana, sure. Yeah,
sure.
Them's good, too.
Them's good, too.
Them's good, too.
If you don't let it get the upper hand with you. Heroin, H. There was something to be said for that.
Wow. He's all over there.
He's covering everything.
He's gone from pornography and out of drugs.
Or you could take my vice, sensible suits.
I tried it. But horse isn't such a good kick because it takes more than it gives.
He's tried heroin. Wow. Sure he has. I've tried it.
Man, let me have a little of that Black Death.
And before long, you use it, and you don't get any kick.
King.
Goddamn. Wow. That's like an hour-long tape.
Champagne.
That we have not even gotten into. What's this other one about the family? It's a different tape. Again, from the 50s. Can't you tell? So instructional. Do they talk?
This boy and girl coming home from school look quite content with life. And why not? They're looking forward to an important date, dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you? Well, to them, it's a special occasion, as it has been ever since they sat down to dinner in high chairs. Why should they feel that way about something you take so completely for granted? Well, let's see if we can find out.
Hey, you know something?
What's that?
No, what? I had a dream last night.
There he is.
Then we come to Nudist Magazine.
Nudist Magazine.
If they were printed only for the nudist cult, they would never exist.
Ooh, all right, these tapes just blow my mind.
George Putnam.
Too great. Too great. Mike, I think we should cancel our trip to Atlantic City.
And just listen to these all weekend?
Come in and do a Saturday show.
I think that's a good idea.
What do you say?
I'd like that idea.
Buzz?
Yes.
You are still standing by with the news hour,
yes,
aren't you?
Yes, I am.
We will start at 11 minutes late.
Yes. In the meantime, read your physique magazine.
Hold on a second. Real fast, Bob.
Hey, I was in high school in 1959 when this stuff was out in 16-millimeter film, and it kind of scared us and intrigued us at the same time. Sure. We'd never seen anything like this.
George Putnam, did he scare you?
Oh, went right out and bought the books.
See, there you go.
The sex books.
That's, yes. That's how it works.
For blind people.
Blind people wouldn't go to a nudist colony like an ant colony. Thank you. I'm George Putnam, and I'm not wearing pants.
Then we come to a terribly sad indictment of our society. The so-called physique group of publications.
For gays.
These magazines with a homosexual viewpoint.
Thank you.
All right, God. Yeah. Not only are they just for gays, they'll turn you gay.
They'll turn you gay.
All right, we'll do that. We'll be back from whatever we're doing next.
They'll turn you gay, but look at these guns.
Buzz Burbank.
Yeah.
News coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.